आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
नमस्कार, आई एम रवीश कुमार एंड दिस इज द बिगेस्ट न्यूज ऑफ द 2024 इलेक्शंस। Unfortunately, it took many years for the Supreme Court to reach this decision. For many years, there were no hearings at all, and even after the hearing was completed, it took 3 months for the decision to be announced. But now that this decision has arrived, it has done so with a bang. I hope you will watch today's video with bated breath to see how an unconstitutional method was adopted to strangle the democracy of our country, while the Modi government kept calling it a transparent system. Today, the deep darkness behind that so-called transparent system has been exposed. You have been continuously cheated. The Supreme Court has declared electoral bonds unconstitutional. Electoral bonds have been cancelled. Amendments were made in the Indian Representation of People Act, Income Tax Act, and Company Act to introduce this fraudulent system. All those amendments have also been cancelled. Not only this, but the electoral bonds that have been issued in the last 15 days and have not been encashed, will have to be returned. A constitution bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, Justice B.R. Gawai, Justice J.B. Pardiwala, and Justice Manoj Mishra had completed the hearing in November last year and reserved the decision. The hearing lasted for 3 days. The decision has been announced today. In today's video, apart from the Supreme Court's decision, we will also talk about the questions related to electoral bonds and the hero who took this issue to the court. Many people have fought for the Supreme Court's decision. They have gone through frustration, have been drowned in despair, and today they are full of hope. In 10 years, there has been defeat on many fronts to save democracy. This victory has settled the account of all those defeats. Will Prime Minister Narendra Modi take constitutional and moral responsibility for this decision of the Supreme Court? This law was passed under his leadership, which the court has declared unconstitutional today. How many journalists of Godi Media will question the Prime Minister? All the questions regarding the electoral fund have proved right today. Who knows, one day the same may happen regarding the PM Care Fund. The government, which can be so daring in the matter of election donations, taking such an unconstitutional step, should answer today why it did so. Not only this, what did his party do in Chandigarh, under the nose of Prime Minister Modi? Democracy was murdered, the Supreme Court caught it, yet no one came forward to take moral responsibility. Within 10 days, the Supreme Court has caught such a big fraud of the Modi government and his party. The Prime Minister has a chance, he should hold a press conference for the first time on this question. ED and electoral bond. On the strength of these two, Narendra Modi and his party had built an empire of election machinery. With the help of ED, opposition leaders were put in jail and sabotage was done in the party, and with the help of electoral bonds, the economic capacity of the opposition was weakened. The opposition started disappearing from Indian politics. Its presence was left as a helpless political unit. Narendra Modi's government had introduced electoral bonds in 2017-18. Today, the Supreme Court has declared it unconstitutional. This is not an ordinary decision. Electoral bonds were born with the help of an unconstitutional system. By creating a storm of religious politics, the questions related to this bond were not allowed to reach the public, and even when they reached, the public did not care. But today, the Supreme Court has declared it unconstitutional. Such a big fraud has never happened with the democracy of India. Today, that fraud has been caught. Rahul Gandhi continuously raised questions about electoral bonds. Today, he has also been proved right. A leader who continuously loses in elections but the questions raised by him are continuously being proved right. This is Rahul Gandhi's tweet from November 18, 2019. Rahul wrote, in New India, bribes and illegal commissions are called electoral bonds. This implies that in the New India, what were once considered bribes and illegal commissions are now referred to as electoral bonds. Rahul had tweeted a HuffPost report featuring the then Finance Minister Arun Jaitley and Reserve Bank Governor Urjit Patel. Today, this picture has become a significant piece of history. HuffPost has since been shut down. Today, Rahul Gandhi tweeted that the evidence of another corrupt policy of Narendra Modi is before you. The BJP had turned electoral bonds into a means of accepting bribes and commissions. This has now been confirmed. The Congress had stated in its 2019 manifesto that it would abolish electoral bonds if it came to power. Although Congress lost the elections, the Supreme Court's decision today has achieved the same outcome. The mainstream media, often criticized for its silence on such matters, remained quiet then and continues to do so now. However, a few journalists, despite their limited resources and relying on donations, continued to report on the electoral bond fraud. Today, their efforts have been vindicated. A policy of the Narendra Modi government, which prides itself as the mother of democracy, has been declared unconstitutional. The Supreme Court stated that this scheme was merely a transaction of benefits, questioning the quid pro quo involved. This implies benefiting industrialists in exchange for donations worth thousands of crores. The electoral bond scheme, along with the amendments made in the Representation of the People Act and the Companies Act, violates Article 19(1)(a), goes against the right to information, and is unconstitutional. The amendment in the Companies Act that allows unlimited corporate donations violates Article 14. The Supreme Court has directed the State Bank, which issues the bonds, to immediately halt their sale. Within 3 weeks, a list of individuals and companies that have purchased the bonds must be prepared. Information about every bond issued, including the purchaser, the recipient party, its value, and the redemption date, must be made public. The Election Commission has been ordered to make this information accessible to the public. The court also stated that political parties must return any unredeemed bonds that are within 15 days of expiration. Listen to what senior lawyer Kapil Sibal is saying. "Of course, we will acknowledge this decision of the Supreme Court. It is historic. No such decision has been made in the last 25 years. This decision underscores two essential elements for our democracy. Firstly, there must be transparency. Every citizen should know the amount paid in the bond and to which party. The Supreme Court's decision has introduced this transparency. Secondly, it is clear that the court has stated that these obstacles were removed by the amendment. The amendment in the Company Act is incorrect. It is a violation of Article 14. Before this amendment, a company in profit could only donate up to 10% of it to a political party through electoral bonds. This limit has been removed, which the court has declared wrong. Thirdly, due to the amendment in the Representation Act, it will no longer be necessary to disclose donations received above 20,000. This information will be provided to the SBI and then to the Election Commission within 3 weeks of this decision. It will then be published on its website. This way, the country will know which industrialist has contributed. It is quite clear that the BJP has received the most money, amassing 5,000 to 6,000 crores, in a manner that other political parties could not. The secret that was there is now revealed. Now, the truth is going to be exposed. If all the details from the beginning until now were revealed, it would have been clear which company was donating to the BJP, and what the government was doing for the benefit of that company. Look at any BJP election campaign since 2014, from the decoration of rallies to the advertisements in newspapers and channels. All questions about the declared, undeclared, known, and unknown expenditure of money in politics have vanished. Everyone saw it, but no one was asking. It was continuously reported that the majority of donations coming from electoral bonds were going to the BJP. The BJP has received donations worth Rs. Crore. Besides bonds, the largest share of corporate donations has also gone to the BJP. Data from the Association for Democratic Reforms shows that 90% of all corporate bonds sold in 2022-23 have gone to the BJP. Between 2022-23, corporates have donated Rs. 850 crore, out of which Rs. 719 crore was donated to the BJP, and the Congress received only Rs. 79 crore. In this way, With donations worth several thousand crores, the BJP has become the most financially powerful party, creating a huge economic imbalance among India's political parties. Congress spokesperson Pawan Khera stated that the electoral bond scheme is a case of corruption, directly involving the Prime Minister. Today, the Prime Minister has been exposed. Listen to Congress spokesperson Pawan Khera. Today, the Prime Minister has been exposed, his corruption has been exposed. While awaiting the question, let me say that this corruption belongs to the BJP, a corruption directly done by the Prime Minister, which was attempted to be legalized by introducing money bills to buy MLAs for coal mines. This is before you. I once again wholeheartedly thank the lawyers, activists, NGOs, and the court for passing such an order, which has rekindled the hope of democracy surviving in our minds. The central government has always defended the electoral bond in the Supreme Court, but its argument did not prevail. The Supreme Court has declared it unconstitutional. This decision will not be widely heard outside because the mainstream media will not cover it extensively. Instead, they will show you a photo of a temple so that you forget the massive fraud being committed against Indian democracy through this bond. Questions have been raised about it since the bond was introduced in 2017. Look at the old news, and you will see it is written that the initial concept note for the electoral bond was not made on the letterhead of any officer but on plain paper. There was neither a date on the plain paper nor anyone's signature. Former officials have said after reviewing this paper that it seems to have been written from outside and its language does not appear to be that of officials. See this report by Nitin Sethi dated 18 November 2019. Nitin Sethi had exposed this fraud with all the documents at that time. He revealed that the Reserve Bank of India had continuously objected, stating that bonds could not be accepted in this manner. All the banks said that this would increase fraud and money laundering. The 2017 budget was about to be presented, and electoral bonds were to be announced in it, through which a legal loophole was being created to collect huge donations from corporates. The budget was going to be presented, and no one knew that this law was coming. 4 days before the budget presentation, an opinion was sought from the Reserve Bank. Such a significant decision, and the Reserve Bank's opinion was sought at the last minute. According to the then Revenue Secretary Hansmukh Adhiya, a copy of the finance bill had already been printed by then. Nonetheless, the Reserve Bank registered several objections regarding electoral bonds, which were ignored. The Reserve Bank's objection was about confidentiality, and the answer was that its purpose was to maintain the confidentiality of donations. Just 4 days before the budget presentation, a senior tax officer discovered some irregularities. He realized that through these, large corporations could conceal their identities and channel vast amounts of wealth to political parties. This would only be feasible if the Reserve Bank of India Act were amended. On that very day, the Finance Ministry emailed the Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank, requesting immediate feedback. On January 30, 2017, the Reserve Bank responded, stating that amending its act would set a dangerous precedent. Money laundering would escalate, with funds belonging to a third party while the purchaser would be someone else. This would not achieve the goal of transparency. Isn't it astonishing? So many opposition leaders have been imprisoned on charges of money laundering, with nearly every corruption case being turned into a money laundering case so they languish in jail without bail. Has money laundering been facilitated through electoral bonds? The Supreme Court has observed that companies have a greater influence on the political process than individuals. Section 182 of the Company Act was arbitrarily amended, allowing companies to donate as they wish, thereby equating companies and individuals. However, compared to an individual's donation, a company can gain significantly larger benefits from the political party and its government in return for its donation. The court has noted that these amendments make it difficult to distinguish between profit-making and loss-making companies. We had highlighted this issue when Adani used to feature on NDTV's prime time, stating that after this amendment, money laundering would ensue. We covered electoral bonds extensively on prime time. Later, this issue was thoroughly followed on the YouTube channel Ravish Kumar Official. Since then, it has been stated that following this bond, people would start creating paper companies for donations. Listen to what senior lawyer Kapil Sibal is saying. It cannot be claimed that money laundering was occurring. It is a matter for investigation. When quid pro quo is revealed, an FIR will be filed, an ED case will be adjusted. We will attempt but will not allow this case to proceed. No new law can be enacted, the court has deemed it unconstitutional, but the old law can remain effective, yet this scheme has been cancelled. Whatever the BJP has earned, it used to build offices, spend money, and transport MLAs in planes to topple governments. This has nothing to do with black money, it's all white money. We are introducing this law to prevent the misuse of black money, regardless of how much black money is spent. This was an elective bond between the corporate sector and the BJP. Political parties will find ways to collect donations, but the account of every penny from the game played through electoral bonds between 2018 and 2024 should be made public. Kapil Sibal says this is the biggest scam of the Modi government, revealed after the court's decision. The definition of transparency was altered to keep the public uninformed. Everyone knew that the state bank operates under government control, so the government would know which company donated to the opposition and which to the BJP. The fate of those who donated to the opposition will also emerge someday. This is why the opposition parties became financially devastated. Today, that scheme has been exposed. Within a month, by the end of March, this information will be available on the Election Commission's website. Listen to what senior lawyer Kapil Sibal is saying. I urge all political parties to campaign about how the BJP conducted a major scam. The scam against the BJP has been proven. The scam was committed by you only. A national movement should be initiated. This decision by the Supreme Court is a significant victory for the opposition. They had faced disappointment from the court in many cases against the government. Former judges have expressed disappointment. Over many decisions of the Supreme Court, it was said that they were not logical. A day before, Umar Khalid withdrew his bail petition from the Supreme Court. The 14th of February was marked as the saddest day in the judicial history of India when a young man withdrew his petition. His case could not be heard 14 times. Today's decision should be viewed in light of all these events. Perhaps that is why today's decision is significant, as it represents a major effort to prevent the election system from becoming controlled by a few industrialists. Lawyers such as Kapil Sibal, Prashant Bhushan, Shadan Farasat, Nijam Pasha, and Vijay Hansaria have argued this case. Today, Sibal was surrounded by the media at his house. Due to illness, he listened to the decision online, but it raises the question of how many such issues lawyers like Sibal, Prashant Bhushan, and Nijam Pasha are fighting against, and whether other lawyers are aware of these issues. These lawyers have fulfilled their duty. It is only because of them that such a significant election scam has come to light. The organizations that filed the petition in this case include the Association for Democratic Reforms, ADR, Common Cause, CPM, and Congress leader Jaya Thakur. CPM's Sitaram Yechuri has issued a statement welcoming the Supreme Court's decision. ADR's report was continuously published, and Jagdeep Chokar was continuously writing, stating that donations were going only to the BJP, and that this bond is a kind of scam, all of which have been proved today. Listen to what ADR founder Jagdeep Chokar is saying. The biggest advantage of this is that the effort made in 2017 to make such a provision in the election system that no one can find out whatever amount of money anyone gives to the ruling party has been removed. The election reform that was there earlier was also not good. Reform was needed. The new problem that it brought has been removed today. The countrymen will believe that it is still possible to have faith in the constitution. In this, the level playing field which was not there has been leveled. Voters had the right to information, that they should get information about donations, that too has been stopped, removed. Political parties and ruling parties should be taught a lesson that they cannot take over the election system of the country by adopting such tactics. Listen to what RTI activist and Common Cause's Anjali Bhardwaj is saying. Earlier in our country, people did not have the correct information about where the money was coming from because a lot of donations were coming in cash. They did not even tell who gave them cash, but they were able to keep track of the money that came through the banking channel. Now the electoral bond made the money coming through the banking channel confidential through the bond, it became completely legitimized, so that unlimited money kept coming to the political parties, and whether it came through the banking channel or cash, people did not even know who was giving the money, work kept happening behind the scenes, which we know has been the root of corruption. Along with Jagdeep Chokar of ADR, retired Commodore Lokesh Batra filed numerous RTIs. He is also the hero of this victory. His information surrounded this fraud from all sides. Sometimes he would ask the government printing press of Nashik how many bonds were printed and sometimes from the revenue department. By filing RTI in many departments of the government itself, Lokesh Batra did that at a time when many people sat idle thinking that nothing would happen now. Lokesh Batra also exposed that this bond was brought in the name of transparency but the government wanted to avoid digital payment. After all, why was the government, which gives lectures on digital payment to the whole world, avoiding digital payment only in the case of electoral bonds? The government knew that true soldiers of democracy like Lokesh Batra would file RTI, so electoral bonds were separated from RTI, that is, no one could know which. The company has donated, and someone has bought the bond. The Supreme Court stated that doing so violates the Right to Information Act. Listen to what RTI activist, retired Commodore Lokesh Batra, is saying, on the day the sale ends, SBI provides complete information about which bonds were paid for physically and how many digitally. After 14 days, a letter is written detailing the service charge, known as commission, which differs for digital and physical payments. Physical means check and draft. Initially, the RBI insisted that this was not correct. Under pressure, they conceded that it could be done, as it falls within their purview since it involves a promissory note. Even the final recipient remains unnamed. The bank knows who made the transaction, and any agency from the bank can also find out, meaning the government can know as well. The RBI kept refusing, so it was amended. The RBI stated that it had to be made into a currency, which is their responsibility. They would print and sell it. The government disagreed, opting to authorize another bank, so they chose SBI. Urjit Patel also wrote to Jaitley ji by 2017, warning that this could lead to the creation of shell companies, as the Election Commission had noted there would be no record. So, they suggested selling it in digital, DMAT form. The government responded, the secretary stating that this would defeat their entire purpose. They wanted the donor's name to remain secret. That was the sole purpose documented in the entire file. All laws were changed for this. Despite all this, the government knew that money was needed for the politics of dominance and that corporates should be able to freely donate to its party, hence a law was necessary. It's not that other parties didn't receive donations through electoral bonds, but the BJP received the maximum and many times more donations. The finance bill was utilized for electoral bonds. It was notified in 2018. Electoral bonds were introduced under the guise of cleaning up the electoral donation system, but the method and intention behind it were deceptive. The Supreme Court's decision highlights this. If a corporate donates, its identity will remain secret. If you transact money, the account will be linked to Aadhaar and PAN, making all your information accessible, while the information about companies that donate generously to political parties, mainly the BJP, will remain secret. This strategy must be understood and remembered. Initially, both the Reserve Bank and the Election Commission had expressed their objections against the electoral bonds. After it was passed in Parliament, the Election Commission informed the Ministry of Law and Justice in writing that electoral bonds would enable political parties to conceal illegal donations from foreign sources. Retired Commodore Lokesh Batra obtained the documents of these objections through RTI, after which Nitin Sethi reported on them. Concerns were raised that donors would create shell companies to funnel black money to political parties. The Election Commission even expressed a desire to withdraw the electoral bond. The Law Ministry forwarded these objections to the Finance Ministry, but they were ignored. Until the end of October 2018, the Election Commission continued to advocate for the withdrawal of the electoral bond, sending several reminders, but the Finance Ministry disregarded them. What was the goal of this? The Reserve Bank stated that electoral bonds lack transparency. Those who preached about the supremacy of the Election Commission did not heed its advice. Despite the Election Commission's opposition, the law for electoral funds was enacted. Lies were told at every level, some hidden and some revealed. Half-heartedly, in December 2018, Trinamool Congress MP Mohammad Nadimul Haq inquired in the Rajya Sabha whether the Election Commission had raised objections regarding electoral bonds. Minister of State for Finance, P. Radhakrishnan, replied that no objections were lodged. However, both the Reserve Bank and the Election Commission had indeed raised objections. Later, Nirmala Sitharaman had to admit that the Election Commission had raised objections. By that time, retired Commodore Lokesh Batra had obtained the objection papers through RTI. Then, MP Nadimul Haq filed a case of breach of privilege, but even after this, the Minister of State for Finance remained firm on his earlier answer. In April 2019, the Election Commission told the Supreme Court that the Commission is not against electoral bonds but is against their anonymity. Imagine, till now, electoral bonds worth Rs. Crore have been sold. Out of this, 95% of the donations have come from bonds worth Rs. 1 crore. This means that the influence of wealthy individuals was increasing, as only a wealthy person or a company could donate such an amount. Now, when everyone's names are revealed, the veil will be lifted. The law is made in such a way that even foreign companies could buy bonds. You are intimidated in the name of foreign funds or donations. Foreign funds to many institutions were stopped, but foreign companies could donate to political parties, and their names would remain secret. The Modi government made this arrangement in electoral bonds. Why did the people of India, Godi Media, and its editors not ask why foreign companies were allowed to donate secretly? Do not be under the illusion that Godi Media was doing investigative reporting on this. Godi Media will be recorded in history only because it has helped in killing India's democracy. It will not be remembered for journalism. Nitin Sethi of the Reporters Collective first released a 6-part report on electoral bonds. All his reports were published between November 2019 and January 30, 2020. Commander Butter made all his documents public so that anyone can read them and check whether his statement is correct or not. Nitin Sethi studied thousands of pages of documents for months before publishing it. His report is in Tamil, English, Hindi, and Malayalam. The entire report can be found in Hindi on News Laundry. Imagine, a journalist who is doing journalism on his own by paying people's donations, does such reporting, but the lapdog media, which gets advertisements worth hundreds of crores of rupees from the public's money, does not do such journalism. You are being strangled by your own money. Write this down and keep it in your purse right away. The entire report shows that the government's intention was not right. This was not a transparent law. It was a law through which the source of money had to be kept secret. It is important to understand the matter of confidentiality. The government has repeatedly said that our aim is to not reveal the identity of the donor because this will ensure transparency. But when the identity is confidential, even the shareholders of a company will not know where the company's money is being spent. Neither will the people who vote for a party know where their party got the money from. What the Supreme Court has said today is the same thing that the Bombay and Calcutta High Courts said in 1957 in two separate judgments. Both courts had warned about the dangers of companies making unrestricted electoral donations to the government. The then Chief Justice of the Bombay High Court, M.C. Chagla, had said that this would be a danger that could grow very fast and which could strangle democracy in this country. The case was that Tata Iron and Steel wanted permission to make electoral donations. Tata's lawyer said that the company could at least include the information about the donations in its annual balance sheet. But the Chief Justice said that this condition, it would be too weak, he said. It would not be enough for the shareholders to know who has received donations. It is also important for the voters to know how the party is receiving donations. He had mentioned that no democracy can function smoothly if the voters are kept in the dark about the party's finances. Exactly the opposite happened with the electoral bond. Allah. W was enacted ensuring that neither the shareholders of the company nor the voters would be informed about the donations. Such a significant scam unfolded right before your eyes, yet they claim there was no scam. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar.